Look, deer. Have you ever used that trick to distract children when they are being quarrelsome and to turn their attention away from what they're doing? I've done that as a joke while driving my nieces to school, and I point out the window and I yell, "Look, deer!" when they're fighting and arguing so that they will turn their attention to something else. How hard it is to truly get someone's full attention today with all of our many distractions. Young people often walk around with one earbud in their ear while the other one hangs limp over their other shoulder, meaning they're only giving you half their attention, if that much. Marketing experts say that customers have to hear your message at least 7 times before they remember what you're trying to tell them. Why? Well, because people are bombarded by advertisements, and we've grown sort of deaf to them. We don't pay attention. That's why television commercials, if you've noticed, have louder volume than the regular television shows do, because the commercials are yelling, "Look, dear!" at us to try to get us to purchase their products. Our attention is a precious gift, and we only give it fully to those whom we love. But everyone clamors for our attention. Let me share 3 ways to get people's attention, spiritually speaking. Namely, by silence and solitude, and by suffering and sacrifice. First of all, silence. When I say the words of consecration at Mass, when I pick up the bread and hold the cup of wine in my hands, I say those words very slowly and deliberately. This is my body. The long silent pauses piques people's attention better than yelling does. Silence can be loud. Secondly, solitude. Henry David Thoreau, the 19th century American philosopher, wrote that "I went out into the woods because I wanted to live deliberately," he said, "to front only the essential facts of life and see if I could not learn what it had to teach, and not, when I came to die, discover that I had not lived." Thoreau sought solitude, loneliness, away from everyone, so he could give his full attention to nature and learn her lessons and not be distracted. And thirdly, suffering. C.S. Lewis, the 20th century Oxford professor, said, "Suffering is the megaphone that God uses to rouse a deaf world." Do you know, by the way, some of the best times for a priest to visit people and talk to them about God? It is when they are suffering, when they are in the hospital, or when they are in prison, because God has finally got their full attention. They're laying in bed, and they are finally looking up at heaven. God's got our attention. In the gospel today, Jesus is fighting the same battle to grab people's attention and awaken them to spiritual realities. We read, Jesus said to his disciples, "Be watchful, be alert. You do not know when the time will come." And indeed, most of the people at the time of Christ did not know that the Messiah was walking in their midst already, standing right next to them. Why did they miss him? Well, because they were distracted by the cares and the concerns of daily life, waking and sleeping, buying and selling, marrying and divorcing, living and dying. But I would suggest to you that it was really their lack of silence and solitude and sacrifice that kept them away from giving their full attention to spiritual things. By the way, that's precisely why St. John the Baptist hung out In the desert. Because in the desert, you find plenty of silence because there's no cell service out in the desert. And you find tons of solitude except for rattlesnakes and quite a bit of suffering because it's hot out there. John's whole life was designed to grab people's attention and direct them to the Messiah. John's prophetic purpose, you might say, was to say to the world, "Look, deer." But in this case, the deer was actually a lamb, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. How hard it is to grab people's attention, spiritually speaking. You know, I'm very grateful for Father Patrick Watika giving me permission and the chance to celebrate masses here this weekend at Sacred Heart and to share a little bit about Trinity Junior High and to ask your help in a second collection for the school. If you want to know the toughest people in the world to get their attention, it is 12, 13, and 14-year-old kids. Junior high students. I feel a lot like Jesus and John the Baptist and have to yell, "Look, dear," all the time to get their attention. And by the way, you guys have done a great job here at Sacred Heart with your youth program. You've really gotten young people's attention. Well done. You know, there are so many things I could say about the value of Trinity Junior High, but I can summarize it all in one sentence. The goal of Trinity is to prepare our students not only for Harvard, but also for heaven. In effect, we want to turn their attention not only to earthly success, but to ultimate success by obtaining eternal life in heaven. We want to say, "Look, heaven!" We do this by helping our students experience a little silence and solitude and sacrifice. This past week, our students went on a retreat off campus at St. Michael's in Van Buren, one class per day. The retreat was conducted by Brian and Karina Charlton, who have a long history of youth ministry. They've been doing it all their life. They inspired the students. They laughed with the students. They helped the students to sing and do skits. But they also brought them at the end of the day into the chapel and told them to spread out far as possible from each other and to listen quietly to meditative music. In other words, they experienced a little of what Henry David Thoreau found in the woods, solitude and silence. They began to hear the voice of Jesus. They were not so distracted. We also teach our students a little bit of sacrifice every day because we make them wear these dreaded uniforms. And they have to have short haircuts. The boys hate that. And they have to use clean language, no cursing. And they have to be respectful to teachers and to adults. And they have homework to do. And they pray the Lord's Prayer in Latin. The sacrifices are not going to kill them, but it is going to make their life a little harder. And maybe like C.S. Lewis predicted, suffering will be a megaphone to rouse a deaf teenager. Our evangelical friends like to remind us, man's extremity is God's opportunity. Through silence, solitude, and suffering, we prepare Trinity students for Harvard and for heaven. Let me conclude with one of John Donne's popular poems from his Holy Sonnets. This one is called "Batter My Heart, Three-Personed God." Donne wrote, "Batter my heart, three-personed God, for you as yet but knock, breathe, shine, and mend, seek to mend. that I may rise and stand, or throw me and bend your force to break, blow, burn, and make me new. In other words, Dunn, like all the rest of us, was distracted by the things of earth, and he needed God to use stronger and louder means to get his attention. He needed God to yell, "Look, deer." And in this case, deer is spelled D-E-A-R. Praised be Jesus Christ.